prevail. For new people, you may prevail. But older people, they will know. All these are in the Heart Sutta. Our Heart Sutta notes, they are all there. Okay, now I will pass to Mifeng to brief you on some of the things that you should know. Mm.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, these are just a few pointers for logistics. Number one, your shoes or slippers. When you enter the hall, please put your shoes or slippers into the cabinet. And also, when you close the cabinet, please close them gently because it tend to, you know, close with a loud sound. So, yeah, we try to minimize disturbing people who are meditating. So please gently close the door. Now, on the use of toilet, mindfully close the door. So for the toilet, this is based on past experience because sometimes when you use the toilet, you might scoop up water for flushing or whatever, and the floor tend to get wet. If for whatever reason you wet the floor, we request that you kindly take a mop to dry it because there was once, in fact it's more than once, once was a nun, and that people tend to sleep because it's wet. So if this is especially the female toilet. I'm not sure about the male toilet. There has been no incident as far as the male toilet go. So just request you kindly, if you wet the floor, take a mop to dry it. Also be mindful that to take whatever things you use with you when you leave the toilet. Again, in the past, we find things that are left there. And yep, so that's the use of toilet. As far as toilet roll goes, we make sure there are toilet roll in the toilet, both the male, the female, and the downstairs toilet. But if the toilet roll finish, the leader of the toilet, which I understand, ladies' toilet downstairs is Gladys, ladies' toilet upstairs, the leader is Polian, Chu Polian, and the male's toilet is Swas Tan, not here yet, right? Swas. Ah, okay. Yep. You can approach room 207. That's me or Stephanie or Nancy because we have stocked up toilet rolls there. So whenever it's about to finish, you can come and collect from us, and so that you can replenish the toilet roll in your toilet. Beverages. Nancy is taking care of beverages and is set up downstairs in the dining hall. This is for you to take your afternoon tea or sometimes for breakfast. Just make sure that after you have used them and make sure the place is clean and you wash the cup back. Sitting cushion. This sitting cushion, you've noticed, is kind of the reclining one. If you prefer a different sitting cushion, the flat type, you can use. But at night, before you go back to your room for the night, make sure that that cushion, this slanting one, is put back into position in order and in line. Also, one last thing is the gate to this temple, the outside gate, closed at 6:45 p.m. So if you go out and have a walk, which is very nice, make sure you come back before 6:45. We also have an incident where one of our friends went out and the gate was closed and she couldn't get back. And so that was quite a hassle.
Meditate up there. Yeah.
Or meditate up there. And
then she forgot about the time because she went into a good state of meditation. Then by that time, she realized it was dark. She came to the front entrance. The door was locked, but she didn't panic. Luckily, she was wise enough. She came back all the way, knocked the door here. Then we pick it up. Then somebody go down to the kitchen and open for her. So you knock here, we will tell you, don't worry, we'll go down to the kitchen. There's a door from the back you can come in. I will show it to the new yogi artist. You try to finish your lunch early. 1 o'clock is our lunch. Then maybe we assemble at about 1:30 kitchen. I will take you up. There's another extension part of the monastery on the hilltop where you can do your sitting, meditation, contemplation and all those things. Okay, I'll pass back to
you. Also on the dining hall, when you finish your meal, whether breakfast, lunch, or for those out for dinner, make sure you remove your plate and send it behind. Though we have helpers to help us to clean, it is our duty to take the plates or spoons or fork, everything back, clean the tabletop and the stool that you sit on, move it back in order. So we just want, just remember this is a temple and we should be mindful and to take care not to dirty the place and cause problem for others. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. Immediately after this, we are going down to pay respect to the assistant abbot, and then after that, we'll adjourn for lunch. What happens after that is the cleaning crew, the meal cleaning crew for lunch, which is Brother Chia, Sandra, and Ng from Singapore. You are in charge of this session to help clean up the dining hall after it's done. So, Christina, where are you? You will please supervise them because they are first time or second time. Yeah, the head one. So please supervise them, tell them what to do and how to clean up and all that. Okay? Tonight, the dinner, again, we need to do the cleaning after the meal. It's not quite fair that those people that are not eating dinner goes down and clean the dining lah. So in all fairness, those people eating dinner, please volunteer to do the cleaning. At this moment, there's only one person to volunteer to do the cleanup after the meal. So if you can have two more names, that'll be nice. So please come and see me afterwards. I think the rest we can sort out a little bit later.
Okay, there's a very important thing that you have to remember. When you hear this bell, means you're supposed to assemble back here, okay? I will ring it for you to listen. Okay? So when you hear this vibration, be reminded that you're supposed to come back for the class or assemble at the meditation place. Either we continue with the class or there is some announcement that we need to prepare. The other thing is, if you really have some problem or what, please let us know or any of the committee member know. Don't worry. You don't have to attend all the classes. If you really need to rest, you just let us know. Then you can go and rest. It is something that you do based on your understanding, based on your faith, your own commitment, your own sincerity. You are all adult. We are not here to discipline you and all those things. But we expect you to have some form of understanding when you agree to attend this retreat. Because this is a way place that allow us to use. And we are very grateful. And we've been using it for many years. And all this year, they are very happy with what we have done here. And they really can feel the difference between us and others. So because of that, even though I'm just a lay person, they still honor us and let us use. There was one incident when a monk visited the place and all those things. Of course, there were some lay people. Then as they visit, they want to come out to this hall. They say, sorry, we cannot because we had a retreat going on. Then one of the lady asks, who is the monk conducting the retreat? Then they reply, Brother Teo. Then this lady happened to know me. She was with me in the year 2005, long time ago. She said, Brother Teo, is it from PJ? Then she was so excited, she came out and see us. Then we visited the monk that she brought along to from Thailand, very famous monk, Longpo Chumien, 80 years old, carrying a lot of weight. I think you all seen him before, some of you. So these are the things that you have to bear in mind. Okay, now, mindfully, we shall go out. Then we assemble down there. I will lead you to the front, see whether the Tang Jia is around or not. If he's around, first thing we do is pay respect to him. If he's not around, don't worry. Mindfully, you follow me. I will take you to the first shrine, which is Maitreya Buddha, the future Buddha, Maitreya, middle four. Then from there, I will introduce and explain to you all this way place. Then you can have a better understanding. Okay? Let us pay respect, Triple Gem. Then we will go. We do it mindfully.